There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of this live Saturday edition. You can dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. With you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Derek J.
Welcome, by the way, to our newest radio affiliates. We've got WSIC in Statesville, North Carolina, where we are being heard on 100.7 FM, 1400 AM, and for the very first time ever in the history of Free Talk Live, a television broadcast channel.
Whoa, cool.
Pretty cool, yeah. So I don't know if you remember a few years ago, Derek J., they switched from analog to digital television for over-the-air broadcasts, you know, for the people that still have broadcast receivers, antennas, and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
They went to all digital. And the shift to digital means that one channel, a television channel, doesn't take up as much bandwidth anymore because it's digital, so you can be compressed and smaller than the old analog signals, which means they can fit more than one channel into that sort of space. And so have what they have apparently on these TV channels are like sub-channels. So there's the main channel, which in Statesville is 21, but the Free Talk Live's audio is on WSIC, which occupies a sort of a sub-channel. So 21.2. If you're in Statesville, North Carolina, you can actually listen to Free Talk Live through your television set through over-the-air television sub-channel thing.
Does that mean you have to put up an antenna like those rabbit ears that I was familiar with as a kid?
They would be different from the rabbit ears. They would be like special rabbit ears for the new HDTV kind of standard, I guess.
Okay.
But yeah, so we're on television waves now on Free Talk Live, which is pretty cool. So welcome aboard to all of our listeners there in Statesville. If you're just tuning into the show this hour, we've got a lot more to say about the black site in Chicago, this creepy place called Homan Square, where if you are arrested by Chicago police, and I don't know what the criteria is, they don't like you, they don't like the way you look, I don't know why they would choose to bring some people to Homan Square before they take them to, you know, a regular booking facility, but essentially people have been detained in this Homan Square for hours, some up to 24 hours before even being allowed to see an attorney. It can be very, very hard to even determine if somebody that you love or your client, if you're an attorney, is actually in this facility. There are allegations of beatings, head injuries, people being chained up, people being shackled.
There's even some more scary allegations that I want to get to.
I definitely want to get to that. We also have with us Will Coley, who is from Muslims for Liberty. He's on via Skype tonight. Will, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Derek J.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, as far as the black sites are considered, I've always been a big proponent of the idea that whatever you allow the government to do to others, Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo Bay, etc., it will eventually do to you.
That's true.
Black sites in the U.S. So if you're looking for an explanation of why this is happening and why no one really is doing anything about it, well, we've spent the last 14 years not doing anything about it, so why would we start now?
Yeah, it's like principles get compromised a little at a time. Like, oh, well, it's just happening to other people. Well, it's just happening to other people in the U.S.
Yeah, exactly. But I actually called because, you know, I love you guys because of the fact that when there are things that are happening in the world and the mainstream media isn't really acknowledging it, you guys have put so much work into creating, you know, such a large fan base and such a large network of stations that you can bring stories to you guys and still reach, you know, a huge number of people. And yesterday was Oklahoma Muslim Capital Day. Basically, there's this effort around the country in different states to teach Muslims how to be politically engaged, how to talk to their congressmen, how to engage the system, because right now the system seems to be targeting them. So the
Oh, come on, Will Cawley. Why don't you just admit it? You just want to implement Sharia law in the United States.
Well, no, I'm an anarchist, so it's really hard for me to even say any of this with a straight face.
Yeah, I'm wondering why you would want Muslims to engage with the government. Wouldn't you just want to be like, do your own thing?
But anyway, the quote-unquote solution to the fact that there's all of this, you know, animus in among certain members of the legislature in different states is the fact that Muslims aren't engaged with the government enough.
Mm.
So every time they put one together, there's always these, you know, these protests, these like 20 or 30 people, they drive in from other states, from Florida and Texas and places like that, and they all converge there and have their little protest. And there's this one crazy lady. Everybody knows her as the Monster Energy Drinks or of the Antichrist lady. She goes and always crashes the prayer service that's held. Or if they're singing the national anthem, she'll run up and take the microphone and try to crash the event.
And why is she known as the Monster Energy Drink lady? Is she always wearing like a Monster t-shirt or something like that?
Well, no, she had a video that went viral about 6 months ago of her at a festival where she was talking about how the M on Monster Energy Drinks was actually Hebrew for 666.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. She's crazy.
So, wait.
Well, she,
this is going to backfire, though, Will. I'm seeing this backfiring already because, you know, Muslims getting engaged with government, people are already in the U.S. So terrified of other cultures, including Muslims, that they're going to say, oh, they're trying to implement Sharia law, just as Ian said. Aren't you afraid of that?
Well, I mean, personally, like I said, I'm not a big advocate of anyone being engaged in this directly with the system because, you know, when you sit down to play with the devil, then the devil changes you.
I can make an argument on the side of this, but before we do that, can you please explain what Sharia law is? Because I only trotted that out there because that's what you would hear on Fox News. But I remember we've had you on in the past. There was actually one night we had you on literally for all 3 hours of our Saturday show. And Will just fielded call after call after call.
That was so awesome.
Yeah, of people who didn't have any idea what a Muslim actually believes. And, you know, all they've ever heard about Muslims is from Rush Limbaugh.
Needed.
Yeah, so what is Sharia law? What is it actually?
Well, Sharia is it's a decentralized legal code for Muslims specifically. Actually, the third foundation of jurisprudence in Islam is that Sharia applies only to Muslims, that non-Muslims have their own courts and their own ways, and that they should arbitrate amongst themselves, and that Muslims should arbitrate amongst ourselves. You know, in Western society, basically, it would be the code that Muslims live by. I mean, 75% to 80% of Sharia covers religious ritual. You know, how to pray, how to fast, how to wash for prayer properly, how to slaughter animals properly, that sort of thing. But there is this 15% to 20% that covers criminal functions.
Is it barbaric? I mean, is that 15% like, you know, chop off the hand of the thief, eye for an eye kind of stuff?
Well, it is eye for an eye kind of stuff to a point, but as with most legal systems that aren't empirical, it's up to the discretion of the judge. And then there's also a qualification for what they call a dispensation, which is where, like, there's a ruling that there can be no punishment for theft in times of famine, you know, because people who are put in a state of desperation are likely to steal food to eat. So you can't criminally punish someone because their intent wasn't to be malicious in stealing. Their intent was to feed the child that was starving to death in their house. You know, like, they have to return the property, but there can't be any criminal infraction that's seen against them. So they would have to return, you know, a monetary compensation, but there couldn't be any criminal punishment, that kind of thing. So, and it's a legal system that there can be no victimless crimes. So the state can't be a victim. Judges are independent of the state, and they arbitrate victim versus accused. And their only function is to find doubt in the victim's case, in those who are making the accusation's case.
Will, as a Muslim who says that Sharia law is voluntary and is something that is followed by Muslims exclusively and it shouldn't be imposed on others, would you say that the governments and the states around the world that do impose Sharia law as their form of government law, are they making some sort of mistake?
Well, most of them are patrilineal monarchies, which are expressly forbidden in Islam to begin with.
Hold on a second. I want to give a chance to answer that question again in a moment. Hang on, Will. You're kind of breaking up there. We'll ask the question again here when we come back. More on the way. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We've got Will Cawley with us from Muslims for Liberty. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Okay, guys, when it comes to shaving, you gotta check out Harrys.com. Why pay $32 for an 8-pack of blades? Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades are half the price of drugstore brands. Harry's starter set with a razor, three blades, and shave cream is just $15 with free shipping. With promo code 5858, you get $5 off your first order. After using code 5858 at checkout, you can get an entire month's worth of shaving for just $10. That's Harrys.com, code 5858.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Back with more Free Talk Live on this live Saturday edition. Of course, you can bring up whatever you'd like, 855-450-FREE. And that is the toll-free number here, 855-450-3733. You've heard about Bitcoin and maybe about blockchain, the technology behind Bitcoin. You can learn a lot more about all of that stuff and all the tangentially related tech that there's just such a wide world to absorb. Learn about a bunch of it over at the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. That's where the doers, the movers, the shakers, the big names of the Bitcoin world, a lot of them are going to be there. George Gilder, a famous investor, economist, and author, will be one of the keynote speakers. Also, Sambala Nair, IBM's architect of their blockchain technology, will be flying in from India. David Johnston, Jason King, Robert Murphy, Vitalik Buterin, and somehow Charlie Shrem, allegedly, even though he's supposed to be in prison at that time. TexasBitcoinConference.com. It's going to be the place to be. Austin, Texas, March 28th and 29th. In downtown Austin at the Moody Theater, Free Talk Live will have the pleasure of broadcasting live from the event. We were there last year doing the very same thing, and it was a great time. And I think this one's going to be even better because they're actually having this one in downtown Austin as opposed to sort of on the outskirts where it was last year. So it'll be even better this year. Come on out and join us March 28th and 29th. You can also check out while you're there the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. And if you use code FTL when you get your tickets, you'll save $25 instantly right off the top of the $150 admission price, and another $25 goes to Sean's Outpost when you use code FTL. And Sean's Outpost is a great Bitcoin-based charity that's helping homeless people in North Florida. So go to TexasBitcoinConference.com and mark your calendar now for March 28th and 29th in downtown Austin. We'll look forward to seeing you there. And don't forget to use code FTL when you get your tickets for the discount. We go back to Will Culley. He's with us from Muslims for Liberty. Will, what's the Muslims for Liberty website?
Muslims4liberty.org.
Muslims4liberty.org. Now, Derek J., can you recap the question you had for Will right before we went to break?
Yeah, Will was saying that Sharia law is a type of voluntary law that only really applies to Muslims, and that it isn't something that's imposed on everyone. And so I was saying, a lot of my experience in the U.S. with people who are xenophobic towards Muslims would say, they're trying to impose Sharia law on us, without really understanding the point that Will just made. Now, what about those countries that do impose Sharia law on everybody, Will? Are they making a mistake?
Well, I think Davi Barker put it best when he categorized them as Western governmental systems with some Islamic paraphernalia draped over them for effect, and basically
Islam, it's not orthodox in your mind.
It's just power mongers who wear the dress of Islam.
I mean they're government, so of course that's what they do. I mean, if you look at Syria or Saudi Arabia or Qatar or UAE, these are all patrilineal monarchies or dictatorships where you get to be king because of who your father or your uncle or your grandfather was.
Yeah.
And that whole idea was expressly forbidden by the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He specifically stated that no man is more fit to rule over another man simply because of who his father is. And that Islam came to do away with this whole idea that one family or tribe or group is fit to rule over everyone else. That there is no, like, patrilineal or matrilineal system. If leadership exists, then it should be based upon merit and should never go to anyone who desires it. And that's the opposite of what you see in Muslim countries. That's literally the opposite of what you see in Muslim countries. So
let's get back to your original point for your call. You'd called to tell us about this Oklahoma day at the Capitol where Muslims were to go and kind of talk to the legislators there for the purpose of sort of being seen and known and, you know, getting politically active. And I wanted to just defend that because, I mean, you guys had both sort of joked about, you're anarchists and so you wouldn't, you know, necessarily support doing that. But I can see where they're coming from, and I don't think it's a bad idea, and here's why. So we're here in New Hampshire, Derek J. and I, and in New Hampshire at least, it's probably a completely different situation than in most states where we actually have an accessible legislature where you can actually go and talk to them. You can actually, you know, if you want, you can open carry a firearm into the legislative chamber. And, you know, these guys are much more down to earth here because they're only getting paid $100 a year. And when you talk to these guys, some of them really do seem like they want to listen. Like, you know, they're actually interested in hearing what you have to say. And it doesn't seem false like it does with a lot of politicians when that happens. And I think there have been a couple of examples that Chris Cantwell's pointed out here on the show where he's been shocked and surprised to actually have New Hampshire politicians stop where they're going. They're like walking down the hallway in the state house. One of them stops and sees Chris, and he's, you know, takes time out of wherever it was that he was going to talk to Chris and give them an update on, you know, one of the bills that he was testifying about the week before.
That blows my mind, by the way.
Right. There was another one that he had a conversation with briefly. The guy wanted his contact information. He said he didn't want to give him his anarchist atheist a-hole card.
Why not?
He gave him one of my cards, and the dude lost the card, so he looked up Chris on Facebook, sent Chris a Facebook message, and they had a chat for like an hour or something about different issues. And the guy called himself a moderate Democrat, and Chris said, "I'm a radical anarchist." And the dude wanted to have a conversation, and they talked about some stuff and where Chris believes on things. And my point is, and I don't know if the same thing would work in Oklahoma or in any other state, but at least here in New Hampshire, I think it would be good for Muslims to show up at the state house and meet these state legislators because many of these people, all they know about a Muslim is what they've seen on Fox News. And if they can actually meet one, if they could meet you, Will, or somebody else who's as good at communicating, I think that could be a very good thing at preventing people being disappeared into black sites, for instance.
Yeah, right. Very, very true. Well, my lament, I guess you could say, about the event was the media coverage of it. They covered the event, of course, and they covered the interfaith group that was there. And they also, of course, covered the protesters because they acted particularly idiotic, as usual. But what they forgot to mention was the libertarians. I mean, there were tons of libertarians that showed up. The Oklahoma Libertarian Party and other liberty-oriented groups in Oklahoma put out press releases stating that they were joining with Muslims and other Muslim organizations like Muslims for Liberty and CARE in this event and supporting Muslims going and getting involved in their state legislature. And they formed a chain, a human shield of sorts between these anti-Muslim protesters and the Muslim attendees as they were coming in the building.
Were they like holding hands, forming a chain?
Pretty much. And I was pretty appalled at the fact that the media couldn't bring themselves to say a group of interfaith workers and libertarians rather than a group of interfaith workers. Like it was there. It happened. There were just as many libertarians as there were anti-Muslim protesters or interfaith workers. But that one group just for some reason did not bear mentioning whatsoever in any article by the media that's come out.
And libertarians are never worth mentioning.
Unless you're in New Hampshire, in which case we get front page news constantly up here compared to pretty much everywhere else. Will, thanks for the call tonight, man. That's Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org. Very informative, as always. And you can share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. Are you scared of Muslims? It's Free Talk Live. Also, more on the way on the black sites. Plus, your calls coming up about whatever's on your mind. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the VitaClay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. unglazed Zisha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here and bring up whatever you'd like. We're here live on the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We do the show live 7 nights a week. You can join us online, of course, anytime over at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to join Derek J. on his website, derekj.me. And what will people find, Derek J., if they visit you on your website?
They'll find lots of videos and podcasts. You know, I used to take lots of videos about what's happening here in Keene. Not doing that so much anymore. Focusing on podcasts like Cop Block Radio and Flaming Freedom, a gay sex podcast. And there's also, you know, Cop Block is special too, because we talk with police officers like Straight Razor, who was on earlier, talking about what their experiences are like actually on the streets, violating people's rights. Yeah, it is cool. Yeah, so that's what people can see. All sorts of behind-the-scenes call-in type entertainment.
And the occasional video that you still shoot when you get the chance.
I do. Like, I filmed a school board meeting here in Keene, New Hampshire that was pretty unique in the sense that there were lots of activists sort of overwhelming it and throwing a wrench in the works.
I have heard that there's going to be an edited version of that was a 6-hour-long meeting. You shot the very beginning of it, sort of in total.
Yeah, but it's also getting a great reaction already. I mean, when I was there, I like to do uncut videos. It really shows what it's like behind the scenes. And one of the things that I showed was activists not standing for the Pledge of Allegiance and just sort of panning the room as people showed their disgruntled looks at everyone for not going
along. Oh, really? Did they shoot you some glares for that one?
Oh, yeah. People were very upset. And I think that's cool, you know, to see what's happening in Keene. Is that happening where you live? Are people populating the city council and school board meetings and, you know, throwing in Warren articles and not standing for the pledge?
Seems unlikely. There's so much happening here in New Hampshire. It's really hard to get a – it's hard to really understand how much is really going on because we can only experience a portion of it. We try to give you a little bit of a slice of it. DerekJ.me is a great site to visit. Also, you blog over at FreeKeene.com. And sort of related, I did post a real quick update to the blog tonight announcing that with the latest mover to Keene, who just moved in today, Marcel, he is living actually across the street from the LRN.FM studios in the so-called capitalist house.
Another gaynarchist.
Right, so we've got now. Does this increase the gay activists in Keene by 100%?
Yeah, roughly. I think so. Well, we can never be 100% sure, right?
That's true. At least that we know of.
Yeah.
And so Marcel, but more notably, is actually one of the top 40. Under 40, one of the top 40 liberty minds under 40, as listed by Tony Stiles, who's a liberty-oriented talk show host out of Omaha. He came up with this top 40 list that includes Christopher Cantwell, who is, of course, our Wednesday night co-host here on Free Talk Live. You were actually the number one person on the list, though I hear it wasn't in any particular order.
Sure.
And I was also on that list, and now with Marcel moving to town, he was on the list. That means we actually have 10%, 4 out of the 40 people, who, you know, this is an international list of the most, you know, supposed top 40 liberty minds under the age of 40, and 10% of them live here in Keene, which I just think is pretty awesome.
Yeah, Keene is a very unique place.
It does attract some of the outstanding activists out there. So you can come join us. Go check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org and make a move to where there are actually people who care about freedom. Mike, you're on in Clackamas, Oregon, listening to LRN.FM.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Good. Go ahead, sir.
Derek J., finally I get a chance to talk to you. This is my first time being able to talk to you. I want to mention, before I talk about what I originally called in about, one of my favorite videos that you did, it was back in 2000, probably 8 or 2009, The Parasitic Nature of the State. I think that is an awesome video that you have on your
2009? What were you doing in 2009, Derek J., because you hadn't moved to Keene yet? Were you doing much video work back then?
Yeah. This is a 2012 video that I did. When it was a show that I was going to start with one of the fellow activists here, Ryan Maddox. We did a couple of episodes. This was in the very early days of my YouTube creations. And the show was called Freedom Singularity, and episode number one was called Parasitic Nature of the State.
Huh. So the show never really got out of the box, but somebody remembered it.
Yeah, there were a few hundred views on this episode, so thank you for being one of them, Mike.
Oh, I got to tell you, that's one of my favorite videos, and I actually have it saved in my YouTube channel. And I think, you know, a lot of people, when, you know, you talk about what the state is, they think of, you know, the state, you know, local government. And actually, before I watched the video, that's what I thought it was about, opposing federal government, but saying the state government is actually bad. But when I, you know, the more I watched it, the more I delved, you know, went into the video, I found out that the state is strictly an idea of violence, you know, organized violence. So I just want to say thank you for that. That's a great video. But anyways, I want to talk about something that, Ian, that you had mentioned briefly last night. You and Johnson had gone to break about net neutrality. And it was just last night that I finally caught on to what this is really all about. It was confused me for a while. And that is being able to, when this net neutrality comes into effect, what's going to happen when we use something like ProXPN? This is scary.
Okay, so ProXPN is a sort of virtual private network and there are a variety of companies out there offering similar services that allow you to essentially create an encrypted tunnel within the existing internet that you have to the VPN server, where it then puts out your signal, if you will, to the rest of the internet, so it provides you with a decent layer of privacy. Is your concern that the FCC's control over the internet, their newfound control through this net neutrality Title II vote that went on this week, will result in restrictions being placed on VPNs?
Not so much the restrictions on the service itself, because, I mean, ProXPN, as I understand it, is a private company. But my concern is is when you go to connect with it. I mean, from what you're telling me is that the FCC and the government is going to be regulating every aspect of the Internet, which means, I mean, they're not stupid. I mean, they do know that VPNs exist. And what I'm worried about is when you go to connect to ProXPN and you actually go to the website, is the website going to block access to you visiting it because you're using a VPN? Now, this might be far-fetched, but...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, so what you're saying is that you're concerned that with the new FCC's control, that they could tell Internet service providers, hey, block any access from these IP ranges that are owned by ProXPN. Prevent these VPN providers from allowing their clients to even access sites in the United States.
Correct. And, you know...
It could happen. I mean, whether it will or not is, you know, up to total speculation. I think there's also some real legitimate concerns about censorship. To me, that's one of the big... you know, blaring red light kind of warnings coming out of this one, that the FCC, which is known for censoring television and radio, it seems like that might be coming soon. But they could do what you're suggesting.
Well, you know, I mean, it's not too far off, because I actually, before I moved from New Hampshire to Oregon, there's a radio station I used to listen to in the North Country, New Hampshire, WSSX, I think it is, and they're out of Lancaster. Now, they have a live stream on the Internet, so I can listen to that station on my MacBook Pro. Well, when I go to connect to ProXPN and then I go to that stream, it won't let me stream. It says that there's a problem with the stream. So, and also, certain Yahoo sites, like if you click on the certain Yahoo News links, you're connected to ProXPN. It says you do not have permission to access it. So if they're doing it without the FCC controlling, just think what they're going to be able to do with the FCC controlling.
Yeah, well, whatever it's going to be, and we don't know what's going to come down the pipe, but it's going to be more control. It's going to be more taxes, good chance of some censorship coming around the bend at some point. They're acting like right now, you know, the official line is, this is going to help keep the Internet open and free. I think there was some kind of White House tweet that went out, praising the FCC for this 3-2 vote that essentially puts more government control over the Internet service providers, the main broadband kind of providers out there. Mike, thanks for the call tonight. Legitimate concern, I would say. 855-450-FREE. Derek J., you had some comments on net neutrality, I believe. So let's get to those if we get the chance. Also, your calls and thoughts are welcome here at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can join us via Skype as well. Skype username here tonight is lrn.fm. There's more Free Talk Live on the way. This is the live Saturday edition.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free here, 855-453. That's the number, 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com with you in studio. Ian here.
Derek J.
And don't forget to, again, support the show. One of the best ways to do it is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. It's $5 a month to AMP Free Talk Live. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $5 a month, and then we take that in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country. We just announced WSIC Tonight, our newest station in Statesville, North Carolina. All of the stations that we have, over 150 AM and FM stations from coast to coast and beyond, as far away as Guam and the Virgin Islands, as a matter of fact. All a good, probably 90% of those stations are on board because of the AMP program, because we can afford to do marketing for Free Talk Live. We're going to, in a few months, be going to a Talkers Conference where we'll be in New York City schmoozing it up with the big wigs in radio. We can afford to do that stuff because of listeners like you who get behind the show for $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, we've been talking about the AMP, I keep calling it a t-shirt. It's not a t-shirt. It's a long-sleeve performance material shirt. It's on this wicking tech fabric. It's got a word cloud design. It's a exclusive AMP Platinum perk. If you become a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier by March 8th, the end of the Liberty Forum, so you've got about a week left in this. It was going to end tonight. It's been extended for one more week. So if you become a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier by March 8th and you stay a Platinum for at least 2 months, you will get one of these shirts. And they look pretty cool. You can see them over at shirt.freetalklive.com. They'll take you right to a Facebook post with the pictures front and back. And you'll see the word cloud design, what this looks like. It looks pretty sharp. And you can go to shirt.freetalklive.com. And to sign up as a Platinum amplifier or as some other amplifier, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com as we go to your calls and thoughts here. Robert is in Panama City. You're on Free Talk Live. Robert.
Hey, guys. Started by you at work. I wanted to touch on a topic from Wednesday. Derek J. called in about a boy in Florida that had been court-ordered to have a circumcision at 5 years old. And yeah. I was actually circumcised at 5 years old. The only difference is it was my choice. I had noticed the little boys in the boys' room, their parts were different than mine, and I asked my parents, and they explained it to me in an adult fashion. And I actually chose at that point to become circumcised. the assertion that was made, I believe by Cantwell, is that, or maybe Derek, that if the child was given the choice, he might not choose. At five, it's a hard choice. I think if I'd been told to wait till 10 or 11 or 15, I probably would not have chosen to have it done.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is it doesn't seem to me that at 5 years old you really possess the ability to have enough perspective and understanding on the issue to make an informed choice in that matter.
Most parents don't allow their five-year-old children to make permanent decisions like getting tattoos or piercings.
Yeah, and looking back on it as an adult, and I'm in my 30s, it seemed odd that they did allow me to make that decision, but... And like I said, if I had been given that choice later in life, I would not have made it. I can't change it now. I have no regrets. But Mark had brought up ear piercing, and ear piercing's a little different. Ear piercings close. You know, you get baby's ears pierced, and it may not be a detrimental thing. This was a change I made at 5 years old that affected me for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that's true. And, of course, you know, some people will point out that one of the real detriments to circumcision is that they're literally snipping away, oh, I don't know, what, millions of nerve endings? I mean, so essentially it makes, it sort of deadens the sensation to the penis in that particular area, which could possibly result in less pleasure, sexual pleasure later on in life, which is one of the reasons why it, you know, came about as a practice in the first place, was to try to prevent people from desiring sex, which, of course, it didn't stop people's desire for sex. It didn't do anything like that. It just, you know, it just snips babies' penises. It's kind of sick and barbaric, in my opinion. But yeah, so thanks for sharing your story, Robert. Anything else you want to share with us tonight?
No, that was it. Thanks so much.
Appreciate hearing from you.
How'd you like to be the doctor in that case? The one, you know, the court appointed that, well, these parents agreed that this circumcision is supposed to happen. So, you know, bang, gavel hits the table and they say, give this boy a circumcision. Well, how'd you like to be the doctor who just has to follow this order? You know, despite all the protesting happening outside your office, despite the international attention this story is getting.
So the doctor doesn't want to do this job? I mean,
presumably he does, but he did cancel. That was the news I was reporting on Wednesday. He canceled his decision to perform this circumcision because of all the public pressure outside of his doctor's office.
So then he's obviously not obligated to do it, right, if he can just cancel it?
Yeah, but some doctor is going to have to do this, right? And my question for them is just like, you know, how's it feel to be this person who's like, yeah, all right, yeah, I know everyone wants me to not take a knife to this boy's penis, but I'm going to do it.
Well, I mean, obviously these guys were making money off of this, so they don't have a problem doing it.
Yeah, is it are they just going to go home and say, well, that paycheck was so worth it?
I don't know. He might laugh all the way to the bank. It could be good publicity for him. I mean, there are people out there who want circumcisions, and he could be, you know, he could gain name recognition as the doctor to choose if you want to snip your baby's penis up.
Okay.
That's my best I got for you. Robert's listening in Conway, listening to KSMD. Hello, Robert. Conway, Arkansas.
Good evening.
Hey there. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, actually, you guys are the second radio station where this news is breaking. We broke it in Little Rock today. You know, last week there was all over the media, there was an announcement, there was a bill to decriminalize marijuana at the federal level.
I heard something about either decrim or legalization at the federal level, but what's newsworthy about it? I mean, just because it's a bill doesn't mean it's going to pass, right?
Well, no, here's what it is. It's not a bill. All the news says it was a bill to legalize. It is not a bill. It's a House resolution, which can never become law.
So it's just a we're saying this kind of thing.
Exactly.
We proclaim...
Exactly. The actual bill is written up. It says a bill to decriminalize marijuana at the federal level to leave the states the power to regulate marijuana that is similar to the power they have to regulate alcohol and other purposes. But every news station out there reported it that a bill had been introduced to legalize.
So just to clarify, what you're saying is there is a bill. But that's a decriminalization bill, meaning it will reduce criminal penalties.
Well, that's what it says a bill to decriminalize marijuana at the federal level. That's what the title of the bill is. However, it is not a bill. It is a House resolution.
What's the difference? I thought that's the same. Wait, okay.
No, it
I'm
was
confused.
Filed as a resolution, not a bill.
So what's a resolution then?
Okay, a resolution, the House or the Senate can file what they call simple resolutions. They're filed... In this particular case, it's an HR and then a number behind it, a House resolution. And they resolved to look at it and discuss it and see what they need to do with it. It can never become law. Now, if it's filed with the same text and the same title and the same name, but it's filed as an HB, i.e. House bill, and the number, then it becomes law.
I see.
It's nothing
more than smoke and mirrors, see what we're doing, but they're not doing anything.
Well, at least in D.C., some of the other news this week was that Washington, D.C. did actually go through a partial legalization of cannabis. It's not going to be available for sale in stores, but possession of it is now legal.
Well, actually, in D.C., you can grow and use recreational in your own personal residence.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, again, that was done by the federal government because the House did not act on that. I think it was 71. It was issue 71.
Well, they did try to it was something that was voted on overwhelmingly, by the way, over 70%.
And see how that works. The mayor has got to file with the U.S. Congress. They have 30 days to either shoot it down or allow it or take no action. And if they take no action, it becomes law.
That's right.
If they shoot it down, it doesn't become law.
Well, what they ended up doing was there was some bill where they thought that they had stopped it, but the people in the D.C. city council and the mayor basically said, no, you didn't stop this. We're going to go ahead with it anyway. And then a couple of the Republican drug war hawks in Congress. Thanks for the call, Robert. I appreciate it. A couple of the Republican drug war hawks said, well, we're going to have you arrested, basically. They threatened the mayor of D.C. And her bureaucrats with arrest. So you've got one of those situations where the government is fighting the government, which I love.
Great.
I love it when that happens. And hopefully it'll end up actually on the side of legalization. So right now you've got a situation where it is legal in Washington, D.C. to walk around with, I think it was up to 2 ounces of cannabis. You know, you can have it in your home. You can have it on your person. You just can't smoke it in public. So there's still some restrictions on it, but it's much more legal now, and they're going to make it so that the smell of marijuana is no longer a justification to perform a search. So these are important changes that are happening, and there are some people in the federal government who say they're going to arrest the people that are working for the D.C. government, and then this may end up being a court case that goes up to the Supreme Court as far as, you know, how are laws supposed to be made in Washington, D.C., and was this done legally? Either way, right now, the D.C. cops won't arrest you for it.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Gabino lives in Paucapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.